National Geography Kids. What is that? On the ground, in the air, in the water. There are ugly animals everywhere. These animals might not be pretty, but their strange bodies help them live on Earth. Let's find out how. Rosy-lipped batfish. On the ground. You can find lots of weird-looking creatures. Try looking down near the ground. The praying mantis gets its name from its front legs. They look bent in prayer, yet those legs are used to hunt. Tiny spikes hook onto prey so it can't get away. Prey, an animal that is eaten by another animal. Praying mantis. Is it a pig? Is it an elephant? No, it's a tapir. A tapir's trunk grabs leaves and fruit to eat. It makes a great snorkel in the water, too. Tapir. You can find this critter on the ground, but not for long. A jumping spider spots prey with its eight eyes. Then it jumps in its meal. On the short-horned lizard, spines warm predators to back off. That doesn't work. It shoots blood from its eyes. The predator is surprised and the lizard can get away. Jumping spider. Some jumping spiders can jump up to 50 times their own body length. Predator. An animal that hunts and eats other animals. Short-horned lizard. The blood tastes terrible to predators such as dogs, wolves, and coyotes. Under dirt. Some animals spend their lives underground. Their bodies are built digging in darkness. Naked mole rat. The naked mole rat won't win any beauty contest. But its big teeth help it dig tunnels and find food. On the ground, it doesn't need hair to protect it from the sun. The few hairs it has act like whiskers. They feel things in the dark. The nose from the star-nosed mole looks like something from outer space. But this nose is a big help on Earth. The 22 tentacles can feel prey in a flash. Tentacle, an arm-like part of an animal used to feel things or catch food. Believe it or not, a Sicilian is not a snake. It is an amphibian that does not have legs. Its skin, pointed head, helps make tunnels underground. An amphibian is an animal that begins life in water and moves to land as an adult. Frogs and salamanders are amphibians. Sicilian. Most Sicilians have tiny eyes that are covered by skin. In the air. When searching for strange looking animals, don't forget to look up. The ugliest part of a king vulture is its head. A vulture sticks its head into the dead animals it eats. Without feathers on its head, this bird stays clean. The king vulture's head can be red, orange, purple, and yellow. King vulture. A colugo glides through the air. Its stretched skin acts like sail. High in the air, trees, a colugo eats leaves and stays safe from predators. Colugo. You can tell how the leaf knows bad God's name. Scientists think its special nose may be used for echolocation. Echolocation is a way to find objects by using sound waves. Bats and dolphins use echolocation. Leaf nose bat. 5 ugly frogs. Titicaca frog. At the bottom of Lake Titicaca, this frog sways away from strong sun rays and freezing temperatures. It breathes through all its extra skin deep underwater. Titicaca nose frog, also called Indian purple. This crazy critter lives underground. Its short, strong, and limbs are used like shovels to dig to 12 feet deep. Golden poison dart frog. This frog's bright color warns predators back off. It has enough poison on its skin to kill 10 humans. Poison, something that can kill or hurt other animals if eaten. Wallace's flying frog. This frog's big webbed hands and feet work like parachutes. It glides through the air. Large sticky pads on its toes help it land safely. Amazon horned frog. This frog hides easily among the trees. When prey passes, it snatches dinner with its big mouth and sharp teeth. In the water. There are lots of odd-looking creatures in the water. The deeper you go, the stranger they get. Near the surface, a male elephant seal has a nose that is big and ugly. The size and shape of its nose change the sound of its roar. Some scientists think this sound tells other males to stay away. Elephant seal. In the water, a mud skipper swims like other fish. Out of the water, it walks on land. Its strong front fins work like legs to carry its body. Mud skippers dig holes in the mud and lay eggs on land. Mud skipper. A viper moray's long, thin body helps it hide between the rocks. Prey swims then jump. The moray grabs it and hides again. Viper moray. Deep in the ocean, there is little food. Some creatures have strange bodies that help them live there. The anglerfish dangles the light from its head that looks like food. Prey comes closer. Then the anglerfish eats it. Anglerfish. A hagfish makes its own slime, lots of it. Predators choke on it. They let go of the hagfish in order to breed. The blobfish looks like its name. Its gooey body helps it float above the seafloor. It eats animals that float too. Hagfish, blobfish. In the trees. Many interesting animals make their homes in the trees. Do you know them? Aye-aye. The aye-aye has big eyes and ears. And they help the animals see and hear in the forest. The eye's long middle finger helps it eat. The finger works like a spoon to scoop out fruits and egg yolks. It scrapes bugs from the trees for a tasty snack. Yum. A male proboscis monkey's huge nose acts like a microphone. It makes the monkey's call sound louder. Proboscis monkey. This kind of blue-tailed gecko has red eyes, tiny horns, and speckled skin. All these things help them. The gecko blend into the forest where it lives. This keeps it safe from predators. Leaf-tailed gecko. In outer space, the water bear lives in water. It can live in very cold and very hot temperatures. Scientists have found that it could even survive in outer space. Now, you know that ugly animals can walk, swim, and fly over the earth and even beyond. A water bear is tiny. You need a microscope to see it. This photo shows a water bear much bigger than it really is. Water bear. The end.